Welcome, everyone, who may be listening. It is good to be with all of you again, connecting from wherever you may be. This is the first time the medium has done a session where no one showed up in person. Weather. So, it is our work. And so she decided to give it a whirl, as you might say, and see what messages we have for those who are tuning in energetically and who may be listening later. And so allow yourselves to be bathed in the golden light of your Creator, filling you in from head to toe. And allow any lower vibrational thoughts, memories, experiences in your space to go down that grounding cord and leave your space. As we have said before, like flushing it down the toilet. Let it go. It serves you not. And in this session, this medium is sensing it a little differently. Each of you, whoever is listening and connecting, this medium is sensing that your ancestors are present to assist you this night, to also hear these words, to be in these energies, and to evolve and grow, for even though they do not have physical bodies in the spirit realm, it does not mean the lessons or the learning ends. It only gets even more amazing, for there are so many aspects of spirit and evolution and awakening that can be explored, more, we shall say, expanded ways, expanded details than in these physical forms. And so, in the spirit realm, you are able to study and learn and expand your knowledge on topics that you would not even consider in these physical forms most of the time, because of the limitations that you have with time and space, these illusions, and the fact that your thoughts do not materialize instantly in this realm. They do in the spirit realm, and so there is no duality to learn to manage with the thoughts. And so those of your ancestors who are present are here welcoming you, assisting you, helping you with your awakening process as they have learned what they have learned. They are not your guides. Your guides are different. The medium will speak about that in another session soon. But your ancestors, from much love, wish to assist you and support you. They love you. Love has no bounds. And so, just because there is no physical form any longer, they are not gone, as many of you know. They are simply in a different density of sorts, a different vibration. For they have lost the shell of the physical form. But their essence remains. Their uniqueness remains. And their identity continues to evolve. And some may choose to reincarnate, to continue to have experiences on this planet, or another. For there is life teeming throughout the universe and the galaxy. It is not limited to this planet in which you reside. Except that now, in your conscious expansion, will be all the better for it. As you open up to cosmic family, of which some are aware of and have been wanting to meet for many, 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 many years. It may be closer than you think, but that is not the discussion for this night. So continue to bathe in the gold, and now add the silver ray of compassion. And now bathe yourself in the green for healing, asking those of us in spirit, your guides, to assist with whatever needs healing, whether it be physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual aspects of you. It matters not. And allow yourselves to expand beyond your physical form, sensing, perhaps getting an inkling of where the issue may be that needs healing. Is it in the mental body, your emotional body, your spiritual body, or in the physical, an ache, a pain, an illness, perhaps? Allow your consciousness to expand and encompass all of you. For even though we are identifying separate layers, it is simply to allow you to more easily comprehend the work. For you see yourselves as having a physical body, emotions, mental, the thoughts, and being spirit. Dear ones, you are spirit 100% in a body. And so, technically, everything is spirit and consciousness. But some cannot comprehend that yet. And so, breaking it down into layers, like peeling back an onion, assists in this process of healing and helps those of you who are less familiar with the healing process to have an easier go at it. An easier, we'll say, entry point to assist you, to give you tools, ways of looking at things that you may not have considered before, yet comprehensible and reasonable to your logical, rational minds. And so allow this green vibration, this green ray, to go wherever it is needed in your space. Simply be a detached observer as to perhaps memories that surface in your consciousness, people's faces, experiences. They could be from recent, or they could be from childhood, or anywhere in between. It matters not. Simply allow whatever it is to bubble up to the surface, to be released, to be healed with the green. And if there is a negative, unpleasant feel to it, bathe it in the violet ray for transmutation of lower vibrational energies. And then, in that same space, apply the green for healing. And then fill, like patching a hole in a wall, with the gold. For you cannot leave a hole in your field, otherwise you leave yourselves open as though you were leaving your front door to your home open for anything and anyone to enter. You would not do that. And so you would not do that here with your own healing in your own vibrational space of your being. Fill with the high vibrational gold wisdom from your creator. There are many assisting each of you listening with this process. We ask you to keep your eyes closed and feet on the floor and everything uncrossed while we do these sessions and especially this release work. Having your eyes closed helps you to go on the inner journey and to connect to your soul, your spirit, as opposed to being with your eyes open in the 3D world, thinking of all the mundane aspects. With the eyes closed, you can tune in to your feelings, the sensations on your skin, within your body, temperature, all sorts of sensations and feelings and vibrations that with your eyes open, it is much more difficult to perceive because you are too busy being bombarded by external stimuli. And so that is why meditation, we close the eyes and breathe and relax and just raise the awareness of what is going on within us, how we feel, and what is going on with our thoughts, our bodies, and then going from there to the healing aspect. And so this night we are introducing simple concepts for those who may be new to this work, the work of this medium. For our messages and our vibrations will reach you simply by your intention to connect. For this medium has intended that all who listen, whether in the moment or later, their vibration, their higher self connects them as though they are here in the live session. Because your spirit knows there is no such thing as time. It is an illusion. And so by intention, you simply intend to connect to the group energy when this session occurred. It is implied by the intention of this medium that it is so. But for those who may be listening, you may wish to simply intend this in the beginning of one of these you would call it a recording. As you listen and meditate on your own time frame, in your own space, on your own terms. For you cannot join in physical space where this medium resides. Although we have asked her to figure out how to do a live session and she is working on it. So stay tuned for that. She's excited to try and share the experience with others in a live session through this internet medium of sorts. It is amazing what the technology can accomplish, but it is still spirit. We are not going through the technology. It is simply the message with the intention to connect. The technology is allowing you to connect by intention to the messages and the resonating frequencies of these words and the energetic assistance behind them. And so at this point, fill yourselves with the pink ray of unconditional love from your Creator. See yourselves bathed like a shower in this beautiful pink ray and allow it to expand, meeting in your heart space, filling your heart space, your heart center, along with the silver ray of compassion, which blends with the unconditional love. This is silvery pink ray combo. And allow it to radiate like a lighthouse beacon from your heart space in all directions of space and time. Imagine wherever you are listening is filled with this silvery pink ray of unconditional love and compassion, filling your home, bathing your family and pets or whoever else is in your space, and then going out beyond your residence or wherever you may be, and allow yourselves to be a beautiful ball of this beautiful pink and silver light, pulsating like a ripple from a pebble in a pond. You are the pebble pulsating outward in all directions, this beautiful silver and pink, to go wherever it is needed, in your homes, in your community. Visualize it going out into your town. You are the conduit for this love and light. Everyone has this capacity. It is so simple just to hold the light and allow it to shine, dear ones. A lighthouse simply shines its light into the darkness to prevent a ship from crashing. And with that analogy, you could see yourselves as lighthouses shining your light in all directions to assist those who feel they are in darkness, to see and feel the light, to remember that there is light, and to intend to connect to it when they are ready. But it gives hope to those who feel as though there is none. With all that is happening on your world, hold this light for yourselves and those around you, dear ones. It is so simple, yet so powerful and needed on your world at this time. You are more powerful than you can imagine. For as we already said, you are spirit in a physical form. You are infinite consciousness, technically, in a physical form. For you are vibration, you are energy, you are frequency of consciousness that is infinite in all directions of space and time. And if you can allow that infinite nature to sink in through that limited mind of yours in these forms, and just grasp even a small percentage of what we are saying to you, you are evolving, you are expanding your awareness, and you are beginning to embrace your divinity. And with that, you embrace your power to create from a space of love. For if you did not yet know from all the other teachings, you are creating every moment in your day by your thoughts. But most of the time, most of you, most on your world are not awake and aware of what you are creating, because you are not paying attention to how you feel. And your feelings are the most important part of being in this physical form, because that is why you have a physical form. It allows you to feel and have emotions which are your gauge. And so by shining this love and this light within yourself and connecting in this manner and allowing yourself to be a beacon for others, even if they cannot see this vibration, they may feel it, for their spirit is reaching out, even though their mind may be closed down. And their spirit will draw them to a little light, and then a little more, and then a little more, just like turning on a dimmer switch, or taking a little bit at a time, whatever they can handle, whatever they are ready to accept and receive. This love and this light. And so we thank you for holding this space for yourselves and for others. We will do a short meditation for healing of the earth. For all those who are listening, who wish to participate, since you are here. Imagine your beautiful Earth Mother in the center of wherever you are sitting, and all those who are listening to this, wherever you may be and in whatever time frame, imagine yourselves connecting energetically like a grid of light beacons, like satellites around your Earth, and beaming this love and light, this silvery pink love and compassion, bathing it over your country, your world, letting it touch the higher selves of all who live and reside, human, the animals, the fish, the birds, the plants, the waters, for all have consciousness, different, yes, but all are conscious. And allow these beautiful rays to just go wherever they are needed. Allow your heart space to be a beacon, that lighthouse going in all directions throughout your world. Where there is strife, where there is turmoil, where there is fear, where there is sadness. Shine this light bright. And let us add the violet to transmute the negativity, the lower vibrational fear, into the pink and the silver. For as you bathe your world, you could imagine it being covered in violet. A violet, one of this medium's friends did, like a jelly of sorts. Whatever visual works for you, dear ones, make it simple. For your intention and your visualization is all that matters. Imagine your beautiful Earth Mother soaking up this beautiful violet ray, transmuting negativity throughout your world. Allow each conscious being to receive this violet ray to assist with their own transmutation of lower vibrations at a soul and a physical level, with whatever they are willing to accept, for they have free will to accept or reject these healing energies, just as you do. And now once more, let us bathe with the gold. See yourselves filled with the gold for divine wisdom, and allow that to flow through your beacon of light down and bathe your earth in this golden ray for wisdom to assist with raising the consciousness of all, to assist with raising awareness that all are one, to assist with the eventual unification of humanity, to assist with the healing of your world, and to assist with peace on your earth, within your hearts, within your minds, within your spirits. Allow yourselves to feel this beautiful love and light vibration from your Creator. Take a deep breath. Make your way back into your space. We thank you for doing this brief but powerful healing for your world and all who reside and live upon her. We thank you for being here this night, listening to these words. Call on us. You could say spiritual support team. This medium likes to call us that. You could call us Kathy's spiritual support team if you want to be precise. For we are many. We are a group consciousness. As she says, saints, surgeons, angelics, ascended masters, and many are here to be of assistance to each and every soul on this world. Our blessings to all of you. Slowly make your way back into your space. Gently, when you are ready, you may open your eyes as we complete this session. Until we speak again, dear ones, perhaps live next time we shall see. Soon, yes. Our blessings to all of you, and may you have a wonderful rest of your evening or day, whichever it is. Until we speak again, be at peace, and remember that you are a powerful creator, and you are so loved and blessed. You are not alone. Remember this. Blessings to you, and be at peace, dear ones. Good night.